name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Naaman scoffed when he was asked to do something as simple as washing 7 times in the Jordan. He was going to go away angry until one of his servants said, you know, if the prophet had asked you to do something complex, you know, stand on 1 foot, hop up and down while rubbing your head and your belly, would you not have done that, done something obscure and weird and complicated? Then why not do this simple thing? Oftentimes, we'll also have that attitude when we are confronted with a blessing. You know, if I go to bless a house, bless the house, the rite is actually fairly simple. People go, well, is that it? Well, yeah, what did you expect me to do? You know, sacrifice a goat or something? Or you know, bless a car or a rosary or something. It's very simple things. And if we think about the sacraments, you know, they're fairly simple too. The blessing of bread and wine, baptism, which is very similar to what happened to Naaman, you know, that the simply the pouring of water and the invocation of the Trinity will wash away our sins and make us part of God, the Lord's body, which is the church, and give us the promise of eternal life. That's very simple. That you can be forgiven of your sins by going and confessing them and receiving absolution. You know, all of these things are fairly simple, and yet, through them, God heals us, and God gives us his own life. So don't think that you get extra points just because something is complicated or obscure or weird. Sometimes the simplest of things convey the presence of God to us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.